When the House met a few weeks ago to officially create the Special Investigative Committee, they defeated several attempts from House Democrats to require the body to consist of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. In the end, the House ultimately voted to give Speaker Becky Lockhart the authority to choose the makeup of the 9-member committee. That means she could technically choose 9 Republicans, although she has said that she won't. House Minority Leader Jennifer Selig was among those pushing for the committee to be split evenly. She says at this point, even a 5-4 split would be fair.
But ultimately, I believe we must remember that in order to make sure that we appear and that people have the confidence that the decisions that we are making are based on fact and not politically motivated, that those party affiliations, that variable needs to be canceled out.
Selig says she's spoken to Speaker Lockhart, and while she doesn't know how many Democrats will be assigned, she feels confident the Speaker will do what's in the best interest of the body.
I have had a great working experience with this particular Speaker. I believe that her ultimate goal is to maintain the integrity of the House. It is my expectation that we will have a fair committee.
Governor Gary Herbert has also called a special legislative session beginning Wednesday to allow lawmakers to make legal changes to allow the Special Investigative Committee to subpoena witnesses, grant immunity, and close their meetings under certain circumstances. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.